Now, yesterday we were chatting about Valentine's Day and what we got up to over the weekend. And you mentioned something that just kind of went under the radar.
Hello.
We just moved on.
Okay.
Okay. You and Ness went to a high tea on Sunday, which was beautiful. That was your plan. Very romantic. But you also happened to mention that you both were wearing pink. Ness had a pink dress on and you had a pink shirt. Now, what I need to know is, was that an accidental matchy-matchy or is this something that you actually planned?
I don't plan what I dress every day. I suppose...
Yes, you do. You are a routines organisational man. You've told me you get your clothes ready the night before.
Yeah, but I just go and grab something from the wardrobe. I have a rotational system in my thing where I have I take from the start where it's ironed and then I just rotate through them.
Yeah, I love that so much. Is it on an actual conveyor belt thing?
Yeah, it's a bit like that.
You press a button and it goes... No.
I don't sit there and say, they're the shoes, they're the pants, that's the belt. I don't go that far. It's just like, that shirt's at the front, wear that.
Okay.
And then the next one as we go through, T-shirt, whatever.
Yes.
That's as far as the planning goes. However, Valentine's Day, I did notice what my lovely wife Ness was wearing, and it was a beautiful pink dress that I'm enamoured with. Do you like that word?
I do.
And when I saw it was pink, I thought, yes, the exact shirt to go with it. I don't wear it often because, you know, guys wearing pink.
Did you? Well, what? Guys wearing pink? Finish that sentence.
Guys wearing pink is not a big fashion statement. A lot of guys don't like to wear pink. It's something that, unless they're happy with their feminine side.
It's come back in a big way.
But it's a shirt that Ness bought me a few years ago and it sits there for those nice occasions. When I saw that dress, I immediately thought I've got to wear that as well.
See, now you make out as if yesterday you were going on about Hugh Jackman saying, oh, you know, love you to the moon and back. You weren't happy about that. But have a look at you. You're deliberately matching Ness. That is super cute.
But you like to compliment your partner. That's what you do as a man.
What? So now you're, yeah, of course you do. it's fantastic. Obviously you are. You're dressing
in the going out stakes anyway. Mm-hmm. So
is that the first time you've done that or is that something that you two will often do? If you've got a function on, do you try and match her?
Trying, yeah.
Oh,
whether
that's
it be
so
a hanky
cute.
Or a belt that matches the handbag. Well, it's something my wife has taught me because for years ago I'd be wandering down the street in my tracky dacks and she'd go, you're not going down the street like that. And I'd, yeah, why not? No, you can't be seen in town. You know, in something that looks like you're just slopping around the house. So she has got my dress sense up a lot better in the last few years we've been together. So
yeah, thank goodness. That is really cute though. See, couples that match together stay together.
See, couples do a lot of things together. I noticed at the high tea there were couples, you know, obviously going for the same sort of drinks, the same sort of food.
Well, did they have a choice of bringing it all out? But no, you're right. They would, well, yes. I mean, often people will. I'll actually do that with my daughter Jess. She's 27. And it's like, whatever she has, I'll just say I'll have what she's having. So I do match my drinks.
So you don't like to think. You just let someone else make the choice.
Well, you're right. It probably is a bit of laziness. But I think it is. I actually think it's really lovely when couples do things together like this. I don't really think I've been in a relationship really when. That's been a big thing, high on the agenda to do the matchy-matchy thing or...
I think if you want a lasting relationship...
Steve loves a dress-up, so, yeah. I mean, that's great.
You've got to have compliments each other. You've got to be willing to jump in and do things together just to keep the conversation interesting, to keep your life in a parallel...
It says you're a team.
Yeah,
I would love to know. I would love to know what couples... What are things that you still do together? Can we ask the Zing family?
Ray, as a couple, what do you still do together, mate? Yeah, what are you going to share?
Keep it clean.
me and my fiance, beautiful bride to be, Debbie, we are actively involved with our local Lions Club, which is Gympie South Lions.
God, Lions is still a thing. My dad used to be president of the Lions Club ages ago, and he tried to get me involved through. Is it the Leos? The young people do.
Yeah, that's right. Yep. There's the Leos, and so we meet once a fortnight. We've been active members for the last, this will be our third year.
Good on you.
And we're out there always serving the community, as all Lions clubs do. Whenever the muster is ever back on again.
It'll be back this year, don't worry, Ray.
Oh, no, let's hope so.
Oh, Ray, that's so beautiful. That and you're giving back to the community as well. We met two of your compatriots last week, Heather and Donna, who work in the op shop, the Lions op shop in town.
Gorgeous humans. That's a great little shop. Although our particular Lions group isn't involved with that, but from what we hear, you know, all the money raised from that shop goes back to the community.
Oh, it's one big happy family, Ray. Yep. And I just think you and your fiancée doing that is awesome. And I'm glad you found something that you can do together that's beautiful. So what are you, the president and she's the secretary, or what's the story?
No, actually, believe it or not, Deb's the president and I'm the vice president.
I was going to say.
You do hold positions of power.
Get with the times.
I've got a bow to her needs as well, so, it's good.
What about your moods? She's got a bow to yours too, no doubt.
Mine are irrelevant.
Oh, well said. That's how we'll get along, you see. Thank you, Ray, for sharing.